And now dictation for Larry Presley, P-R-E-S-L-E-Y, March 751, addresses a letter to Saginaw, VA. 3214085. Dear Sirs at Saginaw, VA, follow up for Mr. Presley. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, atrophy of the right kidney, last visit in May. Denies hospital emergency room visit. Stable COPD, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, has not required any oxygen. Denies the use of CPAP machine. Denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, no dysphagia. Has nocturia but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. No claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no syncope. I noticed some hoarseness of the voice. He says this is his baseline. Review system negative. Medication list review. I will highlight inhalers, otherwise Aldactone, Norvasc, Chlorphalidone, Metoprolol, on cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Weight 152, previously 159, blood pressure 104/70. Distant clear, COPD abnormalities, no respiratory distress, no consolidation, pleural effusion, distant heart tones, appears regular, no pericardial rapt. No ascites, tenderness, or masses, no gross edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, August, creatinine 3.3. For a GFR of 19, stage 4 baseline, normal potassium, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, minor decrease of sodium 136, no gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, atrophy of the right kidney. At the same time, arterial Doppler did not show evidence for renal artery stenosis. No intervention for this very small kidney. Next number is COPD, clinically stable. Next number, blood pressure in the low side but not symptomatic. Continue pressing medications. There has been no need to change diet for potassium. Acid-base normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal, and no anemia. He has chronic dyspnea attributed to COPD. However, given his risk factors, an echocardiogram should be assessed for ejection fraction, pulmonary hypertension, valve abnormalities. We'll see if tagging of VA agrees. Otherwise, for the kidney standpoint, continue monthly blood tests and plan to see him back on the next 4 months.